3-1, bouncer left side. Wilson can't make the play. And Murphy is going to be aboard, and that's four innings and four leadoff men aboard.
Now, this should be scored in air. I mean, this is
not
a complete misplay.
It
has to be. I mean, this is completely misplayed.
Now that's ridiculous.
They gave
it a hit? Scored that a base hit?
That's just not a hit.
That's impossible.
That is flat out ridiculous.
Kevin, you were a major league infielder.
Yes,
for many years.
It makes me sick.
Right?
Yes.
It's not fair to you and all the other infielders that played for all those years in the major leagues. The joke they are making of scorekeeping. Somebody will change it. Somebody has to change it. You know, don't give me this. Well, you didn't get a glove on it. That's just ridiculous. This is a joke, quite frankly.
The voice of Scott Fransky and Kevin Soccer last night. Welcome back. Scott's going to join us at noon, as he does every Friday. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joe. It's Hugh's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to Hugh Douglas. And we're looking for the best answer to a birthday gift you'd give Hugh for a spot in our fantasy league. But I'm glad Kyle played that in. Because I was angry last night watching the game. Not just because the Phillies can't hit anymore. Because, Hugh, there is an epidemic going on in Major League Baseball. I have a theory on it. I think that's why this conspiracy theory music is playing. I have a theory of what's going on. Right, so, you know, they've taken the shift away. And I think baseball is very sensitive that no one can hit anymore and batting average is down. And my theory, Hugh Douglas, is that they're artificially creating hits that aren't hits. That this is baloney. I'd say watching baseball every night, not just the Phillies, but other games too. There's five plays each night that I watch, and I'm like, that's not an error. That's not a hit. That's an error. The ball's hit right to a player. It goes off his glove, and they're like, no, it's a base hit. So Scott said at the end of that last night, oh, they're going to change that. Well, they haven't yet. The Phillies credited for zero errors last night. Weston Wilson had a ball in the first inning that went right off his glove. It's hit right to him. It's an error. I don't know why, when this started or why it's happening, but it is ridiculous. Like, it's crazy that they can't score these games correctly.
Don't they have the people in New York looking at stuff like that?
They can go to those people for, like, replay reviews, but they have the official scorer in each ballpark. And I think those people have been told, call them all hits. It's my conspiracy theory that this comes from the top.
Yeah, that is kind of wild, especially when you have the ones that you're talking about as egregious as they are. That makes no sense to me.
It's egregious. Last night was egregious. I've seen many of them this year where it's like, yeah, that's a base hit. No, it's not. Anyone that's watched baseball for 10 minutes knows that should have been scored an error. So many of them. I'm glad Scott was annoyed about it last night. I was. He'll join us coming up at noon. I'm curious if anyone else has noticed this, too. It's happened all year. I think it's getting worse. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones here on the Phillies. Have you lost hope? Are you losing hope in the Phillies? I haven't checked our poll early in the show today, but just if it's anything similar to what we've heard so far on the phones, I'm guessing, Kyle, people are starting to lose hope on a team that gave us so much hope earlier this season.
It's pretty interesting here. So 57% of people say they're losing hope. 24% still believe in them. And then 18.6% completely lost hope.
So over 75% of people have either lost hope or are losing it.
Yes.
That's not good. I mean, that's not what you want.
No. I mean, that's what the Phillies have done to us. It's just been too prolonged of a stretch for, like, the people who say, like, everything's going to be fine. Like, please explain to me why, besides just the fact that I'm a Phillies fan and I love them. Like, give me an actual tangible reason to believe that everything's going to be okay.
Because they looked at the schedule and they're like, oh, we could pull this out.
Is it like, it's like we have maybe the hardest schedule the rest of the way in baseball?
I mean, you know, but you got Miami sprinkled in there.
You got the Nationals sprinkled in there. Yeah, we'll go over the full 35. They have, so how many games against losing teams? Miami, right? Washington,
Miami,
Chicago,
Washington,
Toronto.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
That doesn't make you feel better, man?
Dude, no. And, like, it's not even about how they finished the rest of the regular season. We've seen the Phillies play very poorly in late September 2022 specifically, and then go on a deep October run. I just don't have any reason to believe that that's going to happen again.
Okay, I am losing hope, but I can spell out for you the reason to have some belief still left. I still think the pitching is going to be fine. They're getting Ranger back tomorrow. The pitching's actually turned it around the last week or so. It's been the offense. And with this group of hitters, they get irrationally cold and hot. So, I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, and it might not at this point, but if they could heat up again.
Well, here's where I
can't. Yeah, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have left.
Yeah. But I just can't get there with you. I think that the team is averaging like just a little above four runs a game this season right now.
Where are we on the 6 runs per game prediction?
I think they need to average about 11 15, runs a game
about,
the rest of the
11,
season
15,
to get to your mark. So, like, think about it. If we go into a playoff game, and, you know, I trust Zach Wheeler with all my heart, but if any of our other pitchers lets up 4 runs, we might just be screwed. That's it.
Well, and the part that now becomes troublesome is it's one thing if that is a 5 or 7 game series where maybe you could overcome a bad game or a couple games from the offense. They're trending towards having to play in the wild card round, which is a 3 game series, which means if you lose game one, we're coming in here, I mean, terrified the season ends the next day.
I mean, you just said it. The pitching has turned it around. The team hasn't. What does that tell you?
Tells me it's annoying. John is in Delaware. What's up, John? John? John going once. I'll put John back on hold. And let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. Actually, this is Bigfoot, actually. Andy's just my alias.
Bigfoot. How many millions are after you today?
Hugh, I'm a bit of a statistician. I just wanted to let you know it's actually more like 85% of all Americans.
I feel like Andy's making fun of me.
They call themselves squatchers.
Squatchers. No, now Andy, you're not lying about that. They are called squatchers.
And there's 85% of Americans are squatchers.
Now, I think he's making 85%. Fun of me about that part. But they are called squatchers.
No, though. They come banging on trees with sticks and, you know, howling and stuff like that.
I just want to point out, Andy, before you get to your point on the Phillies, I just want to, like, make this just, like, hit home for people. If you're right, or Hugh's right, 85, 70%, like, line up 100 people in Philadelphia right now and say, guys, what are you doing today? And, Hugh, you would need 70 of them to say, I'm searching for Bigfoot today.
Yes.
Okay.
70 of them. Sounds a little bit.
We're everywhere.
Sounds a little bit like lofty.
It sounds a lot lofty. Andy, what are you feeling on the Phils?
Well, just so you know, we're everywhere, man. It's just, you just need a good disguise. You fake mustache, Phillies hat.
But thank you. Thank you.
And I do have a birthday present for Hugh. But for the Phillies, so Kyle yelled at me because I didn't agree with him. And he always yelling at me.
He does the same thing to us every morning.
Y'all need to get over the fact, Kyle. Kyle yell at me every day. Y'all need to get over that. That's just what he does.
That's kind of how we start our meeting every morning. We throw out ideas, Kyle yells, and then we figure something out.
So I'm kidding. I actually agree with him to an extent, but I feel more apathy than anything, which is kind of scary. It's like what I felt towards the Eagles the end of last season, where you're almost just laughing at a certain point. It's like, this is just stupid. And that worries me more than giving up. Because at least giving up, you have nothing to concern yourself with. Now I still have some hope, but I won't pay as much attention.
Apathy is a tough place to be. And, Andy, I do feel a lot of people got there with the Eagles last year. You're right. I mean, and we all probably got there at different points, whether it was the Seahawks game or the Cardinal game here or when they lost the Giants in Week 18. At some point, everyone realized this thing was not going to get back on the track. I'm not there yet with the Phillies. I haven't completely lost hope, but I'm trending in that direction. It's not good.
Yeah, he just wanted it to end at a certain point. And I don't want that here because they still have a chance. They're still in it. But have you taken the jinx off yet, by the way?
I have not, no. And I feel like that's the pressure is building on me almost as much as the Phillies to unjinx this thing.
It might be getting too late, man. You know, anyone just jump on that?
Andy, I've considered it. All right, Andy, what present you want to give you?
I got actually a fully plant-based, Hugh. You got to have a nice cigar.
A plant based. Well, that is fully plant based.
Yeah.
But see, Andy, here's the problem with me, because I try to get into cigars. There's so many different cigars that you can get now with different profiles. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what I like.
You need to go to like an official place.
But Andy, I will tell you, and this is like every cigar person that when I say this, they're going to get like really upset. With me.
What are you going to do?
Like, but they're not cigars. I used to, like, back in the day, I used to smoke Black and Miles.
Andy.
We all start somewhere.
Yeah.
From the backwoods.
Andy, good phone call. Hugh, I used to do that, too. Those are not cigars. That's embarrassing.
I like the ones that are like the Black and Miles. But they like, and when I was smoking, I'm like, man, what are you doing? Because it would be the ones where they're not really, they're like cigarillos. Or something like that.
They're not.
And they'd be like, dog. That's not a cigar. Well, that's not a cigar.
You think about like the high-end cigars you could get, and then you're talking about Black and Miles.
Listen, because here's the thing. I understand there's nothing like a good stick and a nice glass of bourbon.
Sure.
But damn it, man, when you start talking about $30 cigars.
That's a jacket.
Man, come on, man. I'm in that $5 cigar range.
You're not getting.
You know what I mean? You're not getting a good cigar.
Be honest with you. It's not worth it at $5.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I just get a black, freak that Black and Mild. Just do that. That just sounded so bad. Did you used to freak your Black and Miles, Joe? Did you used to freak? You know what the freak of the meal is, right?
I don't know. I know what that is.
Well, we used to call it, like, you know, it's like a little sleeve in the middle, like between the tobacco. So yeah. You would take the sleeve out.
Okay.
And then stuff the tobacco back in.
I never did that.
I'm embarrassed telling you this. Now, that's some hood stuff right there. Freaking your Black and Miles. But yeah, I used to be a Black and Miles smoker back in the day.
You were not the only one. All right, let's talk. All right, let me take my medicine here because I'm about to be beat up here by Bella in South Philly. Hey, Bella.
Yeah, it looks like I'm not the only one. Good morning. Happy birthday.
Hey, well, thank you, Bella. Thank you so much.
It's great. 53 because if your 50s are great, they're the
thank
best.
Thank you.
And excuse me if I sound funny because I forgot to put my teeth in this morning.
Oh, don't worry about
but
it.
But I'm doing the best I can. So, Joe.
Bella.
It seems to me if my team was, like, really going downhill and there was anything that might work, I would do it. I would do anything that I, you know, I'd go by Sage and, you know, go down the park. I mean, I would do anything that somebody told me might work. So what would it hurt? Because if you don't take that jinx off, I'm telling you right now, and mark my words, the Mets are going to win the division.
Oh, Bella, no!
The Mets are hot. They just swept the Orioles. Mm. The Mets, the Atlanta stinks. We just stink worse. The Mets are going to, and it's going to be on you. It's going to be on you that we don't even make the playoffs.
But I'm a fool. All right, so Bella, here's what I'll say. And I know they play the Mets seven
just
more times.
Say four words.
It's hard. But all right, so wait a second.
Do you care?
Of course I care. I mean, Bella, every day for 4 hours I sit here, people tell me I'm a moron. I feel like I'm putting myself out there, okay? But Bella, in the last 2 months, it's actually 2.5 months since I said the division is over. The Phillies have lost a half a game, just a half game off their lead in that time.
That's because everybody sucks, but what's our record then?
Not good, but that was part of my calculus, Bella. They all stink, or the other teams stink.
I've been a fan. I was born in the 40s. I've been a fan forever. I've seen it all. I've never seen an entire team except for when we lost to the Diamondbacks. I never saw an entire team just go flat all at once. Everybody. I like the idea of sending them all down to AAA. Bring up Cody Clemens. Bring up Tyler Phillips. You know, bring them up. Nobody that's up is here doing good.
Well, not good enough.
You got to take that jinx off, really, Joe. What would it hurt? What would it hurt?
It wouldn't hurt, but I still believe they're going to win the division. So then I'd be lying just to take the jinx off.
You still believe? You see the Mets are on a tear, right?
But they're 7.5 back. That's still a large gap.
7.5 back, there's a long time left, and it's painful.
I know, but they're the Mets. They invite people to throw out first pitches. They don't even know what they're doing over there. The whole thing's a mess, Bella.
And that's how bad we are and the Braves are. And the Braves are so bad, and they mowed us down yesterday. I couldn't. Thank God the convention was when I had something to make myself, like, excited about. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're taking my joy away. This is worse than 64, because 64 lasted, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, worse than 64 hits. Mm. Bella, we appreciate it. And, I mean, I take it all under consideration. I mean, Bella's pretty strong on this, that this feels like my fault. I mean, I don't know how to reconcile this because they're still up 6 games. They've lost a half game lead in the division in 2.5 months. It's not the division that's the problem. It's everything else.
I feel like that's at a lower place than I am right now. Like, I have lost hope that they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any chance they blow this division or, like, miss the playoffs or whatever. Like, so
I agree.
Like, I mean, that's, man.
See, I don't, like, if they get in, I still think they have a chance. Here's the thing that I'm worried about. How long does this power outage last? Because that's the thing. Like, when you look at the law of averages, you look at the way it's gone. Like, last year, we had the power outage late. I'm thinking, and this is where I'm trying to be optimistic, because I'm feeling like, okay, we're dealing with this power outage now. So maybe when the playoffs start, we'll get out of it and we'll start to, you know, hit a little bit better?
So in the first half of the season, the Phillies hit the sixth most home runs in baseball. Hugh, since the All-Star break, 23rd. They ranked 23rd in home runs hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's exactly what you're speaking to, where they hit a good amount of home runs in the first half, and now they've become one of the most powerless teams in baseball since the All-Star game. I mean, I always think, and this is probably with everything in life, but certainly sports, the truth lies in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they probably weren't a lineup top to bottom that was top six in home runs. They probably don't have enough great power hitters to do that, but they also, they have more than 23rd, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, so, you're just hoping that they get hot at the right time and be able to carry that momentum. That's what it is.
What do we think? This is now two people that said send the whole team down to AAA. I mean, it would send a message.
That's not going to happen.
No, well, they can't. I mean, some of these guys literally wouldn't be allowed.
I understand. Let's be kind of realistic on what's actually going to happen. They're not sending the whole team to AAA.
No.
That's not realistic. That's just. I mean, to be totally honest, that's not realistic.
Well, it's not. I do think it could be realistic that when Hayes is activated, which could be tonight, that Brandon Marsh could go down. I mean, a two-week reset, and there's about 2 weeks or so left in the AAA season, a two-week reset for Brandon Marsh might not be the worst thing. I mean, he has been atrocious now for a good period of time. I mean, if they threw a beach ball up there, he'd swing and miss. Blaine is in North Philly. What's up, Blaine?
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Blaine, what's up?
Man, them damn Phils. Excuse my language.
You know what? We're all feeling it, Blaine. We're all feeling the same thing. What are you feeling on there? Are you losing hope?
I started again last night. It came back about a week ago when Cassie was tripping that one day, and now watching you get three hits through nine innings, I can't take it no more.
Well, not just the three hits, Blaine. It's 14 strikeouts, only three walks. I mean, the kid they threw out last night is just
really.
I know. He's just getting his feet wet. He's mowing them down.
That was crazy.
It's bananas. And it's gone on way too long. Blaine, what do you want to give Hugh for his birthday? What's your gift?
So I'm thinking for Hugh, because he's on the whole plant-based kick now. My sister, she's a baker, so I can get you a plant-based banana pudding.
Oh.
Plant-based banana pudding.
Yeah. I mean, that's up your
alley. That's without the
dairy.
Yeah, but I kind of like the dairy.
You're plant-based.
No, but I'm just saying.
Like, your new stage of life.
But you know what's funny? Like, I will say this, Blaine. Is it a northern banana pudding? Because banana pudding up north is different than it is down south.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's more like up north, it's more pudding. And it's like the vanilla wafer crumb.
What's it down south?
It's wafers and bananas all the way through.
Full of cookies, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's full of cookies. And I even had in Texas, I have an aunt in Texas that makes it with ice cream.
Woo!
Man, how did that taste?
Man, listen, I wish I knew a way. I mean, I probably could, but the price with the dry ice and everything to get one sent from Texas. Man,
we might gotta call her.
Boy, she make it with ice cream,
or
bro.
A show road trip for the Eagles Cowboys game.
That's a long ass way to drive.
Yeah, we do
that's
a road
like 22 hours
show road trip, and then we get the banana pudding.
We're going to Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
I'm with it.
Blaine, good one. Plant based banana pudding. Yeah. How does it feel to have this new persona, this plant based
Hugh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, and that's I've heard people yelling. At time, plant-based. Well, it's funny.
It does fit with the defense. Doesn't matter anymore.
No, it
does. It's a real plant-based view.
It was one of those things when you talk about something that naturally sticks.
Yeah.
It has naturally stuck. It really has.
It really has. All right, Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's
Will.
Going on, man?
Hey, Hugh, man. Happy birthday. May God bless you with many mores, with great health and wealth, brother.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Listen, man, these Phillies I'm not giving up on. You know, I said, the thing about Castellanos is, he's going to get hot in certain months. And I don't think these bats are completely put out yet, man. I think these next month from there on, they're going to wake up. They're going to start hitting. I just hope our pitching get on board. I'm not really so much as worried about the bats. It's the pitching, because like I've been saying, and it's kind of like, if the pitching is going well, I think we hit well. and I'm going to stand on that. But I'm not going to throw the towel in yet. But one thing I want to say, you know, even with the, you know what I would do to them? Every game that we lose, right, I would sit their ass in front of that television set or you know, and let them watch the tape of when we lost the World Series and when we lost in them playoff games. I would constantly remind them and let them see the feeling that they had for the fans and for themselves, right? And the last thing, man, this is a big letdown. This owner invested in y'all, man. Like, stop being selfish. Think about this man that set out all this money for to keep this team together. And for the only thing he asking is to bring a World Series. Y'all was there twice. You was halfway there one time, and you was there. So like, get back there, man. Movie, Rocky, let's stop Rocky playing movie around like with that. The season, and let's get in with the ball. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing
not
is...
Not the music I thought we was going
to
play.
I really want to say this to y'all, because you know I'm going to get my answer for you. My thing is this, right? The Phillies just need to tighten up and actually, like, really think back how that felt, man. How them two losses felt. Yeah. Because if that don't wake you up, man, listen, throw the towel in, throw your bats in, throw the gloves in, and let somebody else play. Plain and simple.
Well said, Will. Well said. All right, what are you getting Hugh for his birthday?
To send everybody to your
birthday. Oh, man, there's a couple things I was going to get Hugh, but this is the one thing you kept asking for and that you're still looking for. A great big house in the area where you love.
That's it. That's a good one, Will. I mean, he's buying you a house. Will, we appreciate it. You don't, and that's not an everyday gift. A home?
Yeah, I need that, though. I'm getting close, though. I'm getting close.
Don't lie to the people.
I'm not lying. I'm getting close.
Yeah, that's like when people say the Phillies will be fine. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I'm getting close.
Okay. All right, well, here's the next question. What happens first? Who gets a house or the Phillies offense breaks out and it sustains for a couple weeks?
Feels like they're going to break out this weekend. So
does
I'm going
to
say that, yeah, it does.
Are you getting ready to make some kind of a guarantee here, Hugh?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh,
we're not
birthday
doing that.
Guarantee?
No, we're not doing that.
Come on. It's a party.
I'm not doing that. But I feel good about this weekend. Who we got? Let me look at this guy.
Kansas City Royals.
Huh?
They're pretty good.
Guess who's on the mound tonight, too?
71.
Taiwan.
Yeah.
Taiwan Walker. The stopper.
Tonight is his night.
Taiwan's night.
Hugh.
Do I believe that? Yeah, I believe that. But do I believe in a guarantee? No, I'm not going to go there. Kyle.
I mean, you got the people ready for it.
Listen, let me tell you. I am optimistic, but I don't feel like being foolish. You know what I mean? Because I kind of want to enjoy it. No, because like last night.
Do you know where you work?
Yeah, that we do foolish every day. We do foolish.
But I'm a fool.
Every day. But no, last night was disappointing. Last night, the last game, that was very disappointing because it was. You saw the aggression from the wrong team. Well, you saw the aggression from the team that you didn't want to see it from.
Yeah, you got Swashbuckler out there throwing strike after strike.
I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, what a mess. All right, 215-592-9494. You're losing hope in the Phillies. And for a spot in our fantasy league, what would you give Hugh for his birthday? That's a good one. Last one, Will says a home for Hugh here.
Get this man
your
home.
Calls on the Phillies. Plus, Brian Mitchell joined the afternoon show yesterday to talk about Jahan Dotson. Interesting insight on why Washington may have traded him here to Philadelphia. We'll hit that next in your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember that special care package I got from my friends at Hatfield with their new Southwest Seasoned Tenderloin flavor? Well, I got good news for all of y'all. It's now available in your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield's Southwest Seasoned Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with just a hint of heat that brings a vibrant Southwestern kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters now. Elevate your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor today. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.